Yemer Hashem al Moshe and Moral Akehan b'nei Aharon. Yomar to Aleihem nefesh lo yitama ba'amu. Rashi brings down the Chazal and Morva Amarta. What's the double loshon? It's redundant. Why two amiras? So Chazal say lahazir gdoilim awaktan. To warn the gdoilim awaktan. So Parshas, this is a mitzvah of chinuch that the kohanim gdoilim should be mechanuch the ktanim. So l'chayit is a mitzvah of chinuch b'chol ha'teira kula. Shabbos, Yontif, Tefillin, Tzitzis, Kashrus, there's so many mitzvahs, yet here the Torah specifies the mitzvah of chinuch by Kehanim. We won't spoke about it, but I saw a different pshat. The Gemara says that in the times of Bayis Sheni, so they had Megillas Tainis, there were certain Yom Tovim that they kept that we don't have today, in Golis. One of those days was Yom Har Grizim. What was Yom Har Grizim? And Alexander Mogdon, when he went to fight against Persia, went to conquer Persia, so he sent a message to the Yidden, they should come help him. They were Makatoiv to Persia because of the Mice of Purim, because of Koiresh that invited everybody to come to Eretz Yisrael. So they were not masking to come with Alexander to fight against Persia, which they were in a difficult position. The Kusim, they were a thorn in Klal Yisrael's side, and they wanted to find favor with Alexander so they could use it against the Yidden. So they went and they helped Alexander. And they used their clout to incite against the Yidden. So Alexander sent a message, he's coming to conquer Yerushalayim. Yidden fasted, Yom Tefillah. Shimon HaTzadik went up with an entourage, followers dressed in the Shemini Big Day Kohen Gadol to go out and try and appease Alexander. It says they were marching a whole night. Alexander was coming from the north down towards Yerushalayim, and Shimon HaTzadik was marching upwards. And at daybreak, the two camps met. When Alexander saw Shimon HaTzadik, he got off of his horse and he bowed down to Shimon HaTzadik. So the Kusim were incredulous. This is the one. These are the ones that we were inciting against. He says, every night before I go out to Melchama, the tzura of this person comes to me in a chol, and he says, I'm going to be menatzeik. And the Seif Dover was that he gave rishus to the Yidden to be noikim against the Kusim. They chased them all the way to their home in Har Grizim, and they were menatzeik over them, and they put them down. That became known as a yontiv of Yom Har Grizim. What was the significance of that cholam that he used to see Shimon HaTzadik in his dream? They were sending him a message from the Shemaim, and Alexander was a big Balgaiva. Mamish, a pompous fellow going to conquer, young conqueror, yelled that he was on the top of the world. He wanted them to put a statue of him in the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the name Alexander became a Yiddish name, because instead they appeased him by saying that any Ben Zoch that will be born this year will be named after the king as a memory that he came to visit. He was a big Balgaiva, but they showed him in HaShemayim that you don't have control over what happens. The control over what happens in the world is in the Beis HaMikdash. This person, the one that works in the Beis HaMikdash, he is the one that guarantees who's going to be successful, who's not going to be successful, is B'chol not totally in you. So it means if everything is controlled by the Beis HaMikdash, the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is what's going on everything in the world. So Kahanim especially need a special Azhara to their kids. You're not just anybody. You're working in the Beis HaMikdash. What goes on in the Beis HaMikdash is the source of Shefa Bracha for the world. And what's going to happen? Who's going to be Menatzeach? Who's not going to be Menatzeach? All of that is here in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Kahanim have to be told, you're not just anybody. You're special. And your Avodah matters. And Mimele, you have to keep yourself Tohar, so that your avodah will be pure. And it's not just on Tumah V'Tahara, it's on the whole Halach Eilach of Kehanim, that for their avodah to be Mekubal, they have to be on the Madrega for their avodah to be Mekubal. Said over on the Chofetz Chaim, that somebody once overheard on a Rosh Chodesh, he was in his attic in his room, and he was mitzav at different malachim to go into different places. You do this, and you do this. It was like Mamish, Chaim Brisker said about the Chofetz Chaim, that she'll do what he wants, what his rutzin is, that's what they do in Shammai. So in the Beis HaMikdash, Kal V'Chaimer, so it was a special Azhar, L'Hazik Doylem HaLachtan. But from that, and the Beis HaMikdash B'chlal, the Gemara says in the Masechtas Ksubis, it says, quotes a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Af Yodi Yos De'oretz, V'yemini Tipcho Shammai. My left hand, it founded the world, and my right hand, it measured Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shamayim with one hand, and Oretz with another hand. But about the Beis HaMikdash, it says, Mikdash Hashem Kainu Yodecha. It was the two hands together that created it. So the Maral explains that the Beis HaMikdash is the most ideal place in the entire universe. It's the fusion of Shamayim and Oretz. That's HaMikdash Hashem Kainin Riyodecha. It's where the Shechina rests on Oretz, and that is the Mekar HaBracha for the entire world. That's why it says Mikdash Hashem Kainin Riyodecha. So the Kehanim have to know that they have a special responsibility, and already when they're children, they have to realize that their Mura Mayam, more is expected of them, and they have to conduct themselves accordingly and be Zohar in their way of life. From that, we could take the Gevaldik Gevam Husa for ourselves. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Klal Yisrael, V'atem tiyu lim hamleches kohanim v'goy kodesh. We are the kohanim of the world, and what we do decides the Shefa Brach of the world, like Rechaim Volozhin says. It says, Tnu oiz le'elikim, give strength to Hashem. Hashem needs our strength. He doesn't need our strength. But Kaviyachli created the world in such a way that through our Avodah, through our Torah, Avodah, Milas Chasodim, we are Ma'ir the Kaicha Shalmail to bring Shefa down on this world. So we have to be Mechanach the Ketanim as well. You're special. You're not like everybody else. And the ways of the Goyim and their Hashkofis that permeate our Dalanamis as well, through advertisements and Kol Minei, you know, osmosis in the air because of the Goyish Welt, we have to realize we're different and we can't be affected by that. It's a tremendous Musar Haskel that we have to take. Another Medrash says about Emor V'Amarta, Ho'el Yoinim, it's Medrash Rabbah, Ho'el Yoinim, She'en Yetzahara, Motsu Bohem, Yetzahara is not found in El Yoinim and Malachim, so it's enough with one Amira. You don't need two Amiras. Aval HaTachtoinim, She'esh Bohem Yetzahara, Halavai LeBeis Amiras Yamdu, Halavai two Amiras will stand. About this, it's written, Emor L'Kahana B'nei Aaron V'Yomarta. So Lefi Pshutai, the Torah says a double Amira to be Mechazik, the word to give it strength. But from the Lashon of the Medrash, Halavai She'yoyel Amira Shnia, it's mashma, there's even a problem with the Amira Shnia, Favaz. So Chaim Shmulevitz explains, because a person is a Korutz Mechaymer, he's a Baal Chaymer, he has a Yetzahara, and because of our senses, our physical senses, they make us forget. They make us forget what the emes is and what our real avodah is. So even in the second amira, halavai. So the question is asked, so ivazois, what's taka the gain of a second amira, right? That same yetzahara could be mashgiach. I saw brought down that the second amira doesn't mean you stop at the second amira. The first amira is written in the Torah b'feirush. The second Amir of Amarta is a command to us that we have constantly to tell it to ourselves. You have to constantly awaken yourself to be Ma'ir yourself. The same way it says, Hoychev Techich HaSamisecha, Hoychev Techich HaFilu Me'o Pa'amim. So we hear Emor of Amarta teaches us that second of Amarta has to be a constant of Amarta. You can't just be Saimach on one of Amarta. When the tendency of a person is to forget, he needs a constant desire, is a constant awakening about himself. So Moedik and Maisa is one of the big poiskim in Eretz Yisrael. Until not long ago, I think he was nifter about 20 years ago, his name was Hagoyin Shalom Eisen. He was the big expert on Esroidim, Dalad Minim. He was a Talmud of Rav Zalman. Talmud of Rav Zalman. So he made a bar mitzvah. And he invited Rav Zalman, but he came to him during the week because he didn't want to come. He didn't want him to come on Shabbos because his house was like who knows how many steps. They used to say that the milas of Rav Shalom Eisen are the biggest chesaron. You know, the steps. So you don't want Rav Zalman to come. So he went during the week with the Bar Mitzvah Bacher, you know, Mishnah Mazel Tov, he said Shabbos of the Bar Mitzvah, and Rav Zalman finished him on. Shabbos, the Kiddush is in his house, and he's sitting there with a ganz oil, so on, so he said, Rav Zalman, like, he didn't want him to come. Rav Zalman went up those stairs in his old age, and he came. Rav Shalom says, I bedavka came to the Rebbe, you know, because I didn't want him to walk up the steps. So he says, I'm makatoiv, I'm akorzatoiv to you, favos. Because I remember by the bris, I finished on that we should be zoichet to be mesameh by the bar mitzvah together. When he came to me this week, Zamash is oiris to me. You know, I was thinking to myself, I just remember the bris, and time flew by, it's already now the bar mitzvah, oi, I have to do tshuva. If time flies by so quickly, so I owe you a debt of Akaras, I tell you, the Melech came, he went all the way up the steps. This is I'm the God Lador, Mamish, you know, he's a Hisayrus. That's the Halavai, the second Amira will help, but that second Amira has to be a constant Hischachus. We have to constantly awaken ourselves so that the Esahara doesn't put us to sleep. L'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. So the Medrash says, Hado d'chsiv, Yiras Hashem tohoira oimed es la'ad. Yir of Hashem is tohoira, it stands forever. Omer Rav Levi said, what's the connection between this pasuk, Yiras Hashem tohoira oimed es la'ad, to l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav? What's it got to do with Yiras Shemayim? Omer Rav Levi, me Yiras en isyare aron, the fear that Aaron had from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zohar, he was Zoyche, v'nitnoi ha-parsha hazu. This parsha of l'nevesh lo yitama ba'amav was given to him. She'eino zoza, it's not going to move mimenu, v'loi mibonav, v'loi mibnei bonav, at seif kol hadayrus. What's this parsha? Zu parshas hameis. So, because Aaron was such a Yerushalayim, he was given the parsha of L'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Not only that, but his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren. What shaykh is number one, Yira to Tumas Meis. And number two, one can ask a shayla, l'chayra. The inyan of Tumas Meis, in a way, is a mila, a person with no to levai. Shlomo HaMelech says, toiv l'lechas al beis ha'ovu, milechas al beis ha'mishter. So a chayra, it's a gewaltig opportunity for his Isiris. So a chayra, like, what is this big mile? He was given the parish of Tumas Meis. So the Shamler Rav, Shlomo Zalman Aaron writes, Echitzavik the Kodesh Lebrache, he says that his Isiris that comes from the Beis Ovel, from Misa, the Koran Yayim HaMisa, is Takir Gutazach. But it was only said for Pshute Hamoin Ha'am. Those that are afraid that the Yetzirah is going to get the better of them, and they can't be misgaber on their Yetzirah. So by being masked, the Yom HaMisa, so that's a good tzach. But a tzaddik, that he has the Ruach Elohim constantly, and every moment he's Mekayim Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid, so for him, Adarab, he really doesn't need that. And Adarab, somebody that has to be masked the Yom HaMisa, in a way, it's a chesaron in his avodah, because he can't be mekayim divdu as Hashem b'simcha in its fullest. And avodah needs simcha. Tachas Hashem Yavada as Hashem Elokecha b'simcha. V'tuv le'ilov may roiv kol. You have to have simcha in your avodah. And if you're going to constantly be remembering, you know, the inyan of Meis, other rabbi, that can dampen a person's simcha. And the Bnei Aaron especially, they have to do the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. It has to be done with Yeser Seis and Yeser Oz and Besimcha. So the Chayr for them is not a good tzach. So that's why it says that because Aaron was Zoichit to the ultimate in Yira, Yira Hashem Tahira, and that's Yira Sarai Mimus, he was past Yira Sarai. He didn't need the Askaratzma Yom HaMisa. Memela, he was able to have an Isser of L'nefesh Lo Yitama. He didn't have to come on to that. He was given that parsha. But so great was his yira that it was handed over in the genes of Kayana. Loy, maybe his children do need it. Loi ulabonov ulabnei bonov atzayv kol hadayis. That's how great his Yiras Hashem Tahira was. The Yiras Haraimimus that he b'chal did not need the tovel of leches lebeis ha'avu, and the mele the parsha of meis of tumas meis was given to him. He could stay away and he could be mekayim the avoided to the highest madrega, and the kahanim in general could be mekayim the avoided to the highest madrega of simcha. Ushmarta mitzvoisai, you should guard my mitzvahs. Vasisa my son, you should do them. Ani Hashem. V'loisechalolu Hashem kochin. You shouldn't be over on the chilul Hashem. You should not be mechalol my holy name. First, I'm asking Kash, it's like two extremes in this pasuk. Shmartem mitzvoisai vasisa my son. Ani Hashem. And don't be mechalol Hashem. Like, it's like two extremes. Like, what's the pshat in the pasuk? I saw a pshat brought down from Agoyin Tzadik Ravram Pam, Zeich Tzadik Levrach. He said the Torah is telling us that the Indian of Chilul Hashem is more chumridik by those that are Ushmartim Mitzvayisim Asisim Mitzvayisim. Ushmartim Mitzvayisim Asisim Mitzvayisim Ani Hashem, you have to be extra careful because you're Yirei Shamayim and people look up to you and they see you as a person that keeps the Torah, that keeps the mitzvahs. So they're choshed you of something, or if they talk to see you doing something wrong, so the Chilul Hashem is even greater. So this is why there's a special message over here. At the same time, when you do that, more than anybody, you have to be careful about Chilul Hashem. So I saw brought down that Reb Leib, son of the Chofetz Chaim, he said that people say about my father that the Iker Mitzvah, the Iker Isra that he spoke about was Lashon Hara. He says, much greater than Lashon Hara, he was much more worried about Chilul Hashem. That by him, Chilul Hashem was the worst possible thing he could do. And he brings down two examples. One example he brings down, and I saw another example, it got to be something else. It was Yodua, that the Chofetz Chaim in his younger years, the doctors asked him from learning for a full year. Full year, he partially overstrained himself, and the doctors asked him from learning for a full year, and he kept it. And to the day, a year after the doctors were mitzavim, to the day he was able to start thinking and learning. Imamish couldn't think and learn. That's how strained from Hamelus B'Tayra is Mayer got. And he said that he got back his koyach to learn from the tefillahs of Rabbi Shaul Salanta. Shaul Salanta was misbalfin. So he wasn't able to learn. So it's time to sit without a sefer. It's a Chilul Hashem. People see. He's a Talmud Chacham. So he asked Rabbi Shaul Salanta a shaila, is he allowed to sit with an open sefer so that it shouldn't be a Chilul Hashem? And Rabbi Shaul was matarif. So he was mamish, and it's yadua that whenever the Chofetz Chaim, wherever he went, and there was chashash that maybe people would be choishing him, he used to announce barabim. Rabbi said, you should know that I already davened b'tzibur over here. You shouldn't be choishing me. I was not davening b'tzibur. It's a very interesting ma'isa. The Ponev is a rav learning rabbi. And Kitzah ma'isa was slichas. He made elul. And he got up late. He got 10 minutes late. Imam Hashim pulls it. He's coming towards the base medrash. And he already hears, you know, he hears everybody's davening. He's mufuz. Lo and behold, who else does he see is coming late? The Chofetz Chaim ain't late. So, Hashem, you know, not so bad. So as they're coming together into the base medrash, the Chofetz Chaim says, oi, 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 chofashlofen, chofashlofen. What happened? He was up a whole night learning. So he wanted to lay down a little bit so he'll be able to say Birchas HaTayr in the morning. So instead of 15 minutes or whatever, he slept for 25 minutes. If I haven't fit himself, you know. So Panavir Joseph said, yeah, me and the Chofetz Chaim, we both missed. We both came late. But the Chofetz Chaim, no, he was very makban on that. He was very, that Chas V'Shalom, there should not be a Chilul Hashem. It says, Ki sovoyu ala oretz, asher ani noisein lochem. Come to the land that I am giving you, uktzartem es ktsiro, vahaveisem es oimer reishes ktsirchem el hakoyim. That's the Indian of the minchas of oimer, that they brought from barley, know, it was the second day of Pesach, they brought the Minchas HaOmer. After that, as the Yimei Svira, they started counting from the day of the bringing of the Omer. So the Medrash says about this, that's associated with this pasuk over here. You have to understand what's the shaykhus between my yisrael lo'odom b'chol amoloi and this pasuk over here. So see Pesach Frank, Sadek Lavrochi, he says, the pasuk starts with ki savoyu el oras ashani noisim lachem uktzartem es ktzira. It doesn't say uktzartem es ktzirchem. You will harvest your harvest. No, uktzartem es ktzira. Then the second part of the pasuk, aveisem es oimer reishes ktzirchem el hakoyim. Why in the beginning does it say ktzira its harvest, and then at the end it says ktzirchem your harvest? Dr. Sweet Pesach Frank, that the emes is that a person really has nothing in this world. Whatever he harvests and whatever he puts away, you know, everything really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's left, he bets him, you know, it's a Gashmi is the good thing. Gashmi is the good thing does not have any everlasting value. Person is not going to be able to take his bank accounts, his real estate, any physical things down here. He really doesn't have. What does he have? What he's mafresh and he gives for a mitzvah, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for tzedakah, right? That is the only thing that he has. So that's why the Torah says, Ki sovayu el aras hashani noisin lachem uktzartem es ktsira. When you make the ktsira, it's not yours yet. It's a ktsir. You know, gashmi's the kinyanim don't belong to you. Obavavesem es oimer reishes ktsirchem. When you bring the Minchas HaOmer and you acknowledge that this is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're bringing it as a carbon, you're doing a davar ruchni with it, then it becomes Ketzirchem, then it belongs to you. The only thing that we really have is what we put away, l'shem mitzvah, l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'shem tzedakah. The famous Gemara in Bava Basra, that Munbaz HaMelech, in the year of hunger, he opened up as Kolay Tzroysa. Mom is free for all. Everybody take everything that I have stored. So nimdu alav bnei mishpachta. People of the mishpachta, what are you doing? You're giving everything away. Everything that our ancestors, they gathered up together. You're just, you know, giving it away. So he says, avoisai, they were geyser, they were goynes lamata. Vani goynes lamayla. My fathers, they stored for down here. And I'm being goynes for up there. Whatever my father stored for Yad Bnei Adam Shailet Ezbay, if he shailet on it, what I store, nobody can take that away from me. And Shenemar Ulchoti et Tzedakah. Tzedakah, that will belong to you. Whatever a person is, Amal Takas HaShamayim, that's Hevel. And that's why my Melo said, Hevel Abolam Amal Kehelas, it's not his, and it will not be left by him at all. The only thing that he's going to remain with them. It's something that's lamailum in Hashemayim, and that is the ruchni, is the gezachim that he puts away for himself. Yaakov Galinsky, that's all said over. He was in Siberia. So there was a yid in Siberia that was screaming, Ich bin nicht meichel the Ponevizirov and the Kovnerov. I'm not meichel them. I'm not meichel them. Why was he not meichel them? They used to come to me for tzedakah. They asked me for a donation. I used to give them. But they didn't force me to give more. It was a gvir. And the Bolsheviks, the communists, took away everything. She says, if they would have forced me to give more, so then I would have more left. Now I'm left without anything. And just a little bit that I gave to tzedakah. So he had tiny. Well, I don't know if he, you know, how much he was not meichel them. But lamaisa, the idea is that we're left, the only things that we have left is what we store for Olam Haba. Shivas Yomim Takrivu Isha L'Hashem. Speaks by Shmini Aseres. Uvayayim Hashmini Mikro Kodesh Yilochem. Vikraftem Isha L'Hashem Aseresi Kamaleches Avoida Loisas. So what does this word Atzeres mean? Atzeres. What's the Nekuda of Atzeres? So Avoyin HaTzadik, we've been seeing Brook, he was Rosh Hashiva Nevardik in Eretz Yisrael. He said over what he heard from his Rebbe, Avoyin HaTzadik of Avram Zalman, he was Rosh Hashiva Nevardik in Mezritz. So he said, Chazal said, the Gemara Masechet Brachos says, Chasidim HaRishonim, HaYushayim Sho'achas, Lefnei HaTfila, V'Sho'achas L'Achra HaTfila. Gemara over there, so what does that mean? Shoyin shoach. Shoyin is mashmeh. They were yoshev bottle. What does that mean? They were yoshev bottle. Tzadikim are not yoshev bottle. What does that mean? Shoyin. They were waiting like they were. So there's a double portion that they were not bottle. They were thinking in yonim of ruchnias. They were thinking in the rei Torah. They were thinking in yonim musar. They were thinking in yonim amuna to be ma'ir them to daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu for siyat deshmaya. So what does it mean? Shoyin. That means Legabi inyonim of oilam hazeh, they totally removed themselves from that. They became yoshev bottle from inyonim of oilam hazeh. Now's the time to daven. Took them an hour to be ma'ir themselves to totally separate themselves from oilam hazeh. After davening, they had to get back down to a matziv where they can go back to the inyonim of oilam hazeh. So he says that's the inyon of atzeres. Atzeres is the pshat. Maybe Pesach, you know, Pesach has its mitzvah on the Ma'ira. Shavuot is the mitzvah on the Ma'ira of Matan Torah. Sukkot is the Kibbutzuk is the Shabbat of Yisrael. Atzeres is just a removal of yourself from anything else, just to take in the brachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take in the ruchnias, the kinyanu that you gained over Sukkot, over the Yom Ne'orim, just a plain day where you remove yourself from everything. That's what Atzeres is. Now, this is that Salimud Musa for all of us, you know, myself perhaps more than anybody here. You know, when it comes to davening, you know, we rush into davening and we you know, who knows what's on our mind. Because davening has to be an oilam b'fnei atzmai. Same thing with Shabbos. Shabbos is the same thing. Shabbos, the Gadarei Chadushi Arim says, L'gabi, what? I forgot already on which pasuk he says it. Shabbos is like you're in a totally different world. Mein Olam Haba, it's a totally different world. You have to remove yourself from this world, right, totally, to be able to take in the ruchnias of HaKadosh Baruch. The famous Gemara called Halon Zayin Yomim B'loi Chaloin Mikri Ra. So everybody has the kasha. Dreams are not in our control. What does that mean? If you live 7 days without a dream, you're Mikri Ra. So one of the pshatim is said by the Vilna Gaon. Mele, during the week, you go through during the week, and you don't give thought that Olam Hazeh is just a dream. It's not real. So we can't blame you. You're busy, you're giyok, you have to do different things. You go through 7 days, and there's a Shabbos there as well. And there you have a chance to isolate yourself from the world. And there you could really realize that the world is just a dream, and you don't, b'loi chalayim, without the hasaga that the world is a dream, that's talking about. So anytime you have a ruchnis dega opportunity, it's got to be atzeres, has to be, I'm holding myself back from the rest of the world, I'm isolating myself. I always feel that on a 3-day yontif, the word number three, the Maral Gvada says, is a lashon of separation. B'chodesh ha'shlishi, it says b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim, shlishi is always a separation. The Gimel Avos, Yaakov Avinu, was a total removal from the previous generations. So I always feel when there's a 3-day yontif, we've been out of the world for 3 days, we don't know what's happening in the world or whatever. It's a real opportunity for growth and to be makabel hashpois mo mailo. But that's what the inyan of Atzeres is, which could be a leader to us in every inyan of Avodah. A good shot.